Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show today. I am your host. I am here live in the studio. It is awesome. I stand ready to take your calls. If you'd like to call into the show, if you have a comment or a question, please dial 347-945-7991. Well, we welcome you here to the show today, and do we have a hot topic for you. You know, the cost of marriage is very, very expensive. I mean, wedding gowns are getting more expensive. Caterers are getting more expensive. Halls are, like, outrageous. If you want to have a really nice hall to hold your wedding, restaurant, things of that nature. Also, you know, there's all the pre-wedding things. You got to have the dinner for the bridal party, and then you got to have the after parties, and there's so many. You got the honeymoon. The cost is very, very, very significant. However, if people do not do this thing right, the cost of breakup is even more devastating than the cost that you put out to get married. You know, I went to a wedding one time where the people, they had to spend way over $20,000. And this was about 22 years ago. That means the hotel was elaborate. They had separate rooms for of hors d'oeuvres for the wedding party, something separate for the guest. And this was before the reception ever, before the wedding reception ever started. All of this money was put out. The gown that the bride wore, very, very expensive, $5,000. Again, 20 years ago, that's like $20,000 today. And you know what? The couple didn't last a good year. A year. I know so many couples like that. Or you have couples who weathered the storm. Yes, they got married. They stayed married. But guess what? They're absolutely incompatible. They're not happy. And they are truly not married the way God intended. But you see, there is hope and there is help. And Coach Lalisa, I'm here to help you, just like we want to help you in other areas of your life, your career, your business. Well, we want you to reach your marital goals, the goals that you set for your marriage. Now, the cost of divorce can be staggering. No one knows the total number or dollar amount for the cost of a divorce. Now, for a wedding, we can somewhat add up all of the costs, but still, even with that, you're not sure exactly but you can get close to a dollar amount. For a divorce, you cannot, especially when there are children involved. There's no dollar amount you can put on the life of a child's life when there's a separation and or divorce. Okay, so let's go over. I have 10 things that I've been married now 20 years, going on 21 years, and my marriage has seen many various challenges, situations. Not only that, I've been able to look onto other people's marriages and gain some wisdom and knowledge from them. So I want to share today. Now, you may not be standing in the need of getting married, but maybe someone you know is, maybe a family member, maybe a close friend, and you want to share this information with them. Also, you yourself may already be married, and you may be able to backtrack and do some of these things, though you may not be able to do all of them, okay? So you want to listen for that purpose. Also, keep in mind that this 10 things, there's is just a drop in the bucket. There's thousands of things you should do, but as you know, with a half-hour show, we cannot list 1,000 things. So anyway, I want to welcome each and every one of you to the show. Thank you to all of the listeners. You tune in each and every day, Monday through Friday. You are going somewhere. Let me just reassure you, your future is phenomenal. It's bright. You know, we talk about motivation and support and empowerment and doing this thing every day. I mean, some of you are like running. It's like being on that treadmill, like you're going. You're getting that exercise. You're running with your vision. You're building up that muscle every morning that you tune into this show. You're building up your muscle for success. It's just like when you go to the gym. Just because you get the body that you want, you don't stop going to the gym. Everybody knows that. You continue to go to the gym day after day, week after week, or whatever your regimen is, because you want to maintain. Same thing with church. You go to church, you feel built up, but you go every Sunday anyway because you want to maintain. So a lot of people may say, well, I listened to the show once. Okay, pretty much those individuals who say things like that, over time, you will be able to look at their life and you'll be able to see a difference in them and you. Because you're listening every day, you're going to see a difference in their life and your life. It's the same way with the Word of God. He tells us to come. This is daily bread, even in the prayer. Lord, give us our daily bread, because he wants you to get it in your subconscious mind. That's that deep, deep, deep thinking, that subconscious, what's on the conscious level, but what's under the level, he wants you to get it way down deep in your spirit that you need this every day. So anyway, without further ado, let's go through these 10 things. Number one, the first thing before you say I do, the first thing you want to check and make sure that you do is that you want to check your own expectations for wanting to get married. And you want to know, is this something that I really mean, or is this something that I'm just saying just, you know, because I don't know what else to say? It seems like the right thing to say to someone that I've been dating for a while, okay? But you got to really look deep in your heart to see. I want you to just think about that for a moment. Before you say I do, you got to realize, what are my expectations, and do I really mean this? Trust me, I didn't do this when I got married, and it just really set me back a lot. But you really have to want to know, what are your expectations of marriage? Are you just doing it because of some fairy tale type of stories that you've heard growing up? Maybe you saw the TV show Cinderella, and maybe you've watched other TV shows about these wonderful marriages, okay? The second thing, and again, welcome to everybody. Welcome to those in the chat room. Also, the second thing that you want to do is, you want to start, before you get married, these are the things you want to do. But again, if you're already married, it's not too late. You want to do some soul searching. And you want to discover some things about yourself prior to getting married. It's not that you won't get married, but you want to know some. I always say, try to know yourself better than your spouse knows you. There's nothing wrong with your spouse knowing you, and people joke sometimes and say, oh, he knows you better than you know yourself. No, the only person that should know you better than you know you is God. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, of course, you know your parents. But remember, even your parents are not in your head. Your parents may have put a lot of thoughts in your head, and so will other people, but you want to know what's there, okay? One of the ways you can soul search, and one of the things you can do, you can talk to spiritual leaders. Talk to them about marriage. Talk to people who have successful marriages that have been married 5 years or longer. Well, however long you want to be married, talk to people that have been married for that length of time. Let's just say you say, oh, I want to, let's just say you're getting your 40, and you just decide to get married, and you say, oh, I want to be married, you know, another 40 years. Go talk to someone who's been married 40 years and ask them about their marriage. But also, talk to people whose marriages have failed. Talk to people whose marriages have failed after, say, 1 year, after 5 years. Talk to people who have been married 20 or 30 years and their marriage failed. They decided to separate and divorce. I'm not talking about people who end up divorced because of being a widow, but I'm talking about legitimate, you know what, it's over. Me and you are going our separate way divorces. Talk to those people and get a perspective on why their marriage has ended, so hopefully you can avoid some of the traps. Because, you know, there's only, really, if you look at it, people, there's only but a, you know, a finite meaning there's an end to it, infinite meaning there's endless possibilities, but finite means there's a limited amount of something. So there's only a finite amount of things that will really come against a couple's being married or come against a marriage. You know, one being infidelity, another being the lack of finances or very, very poor management of finances or some kind of secrets and problems with finances. And then there is children born outside of the marriage, which also tends to be a part of infidelity. But sometimes there can be infidelity and no child is born out of that. But sometimes there is the very hurtful thing of a child being born out of that relationship that the other person could have. So you want to. So there's only about a finite number of things that can really, really destroy the fabric of a marriage. Now, think of a marriage like a fabric, and think of your clothing. If you're a male, think of your slacks, pair of pants, or your suit coat. Women can think of their dresses, their skirts, and what have you. Fabrics, once torn, they can be mended. So marriages can be mended regardless of what goes down. And that's another whole thing to the success of marriages. Typically, marriages that sustain, that stay together, were because the couples, the male and the female, both partners understood this principle of mending, okay? Some people only know brokenness. They only know once something is broken, you throw it away. You get rid of it. You don't try to fix it. It's broke. Other people who are married, you will find that the only reason they're married is not because they had a bed of roses. It's not because every day was sunshine and great times. You know, those things are wonderful. But most people who are still married after 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, those who are in for the long haul, they're only there because they understand the principle and the law of mending, okay, of restoration, of reconciliation. The Bible says that he has given us a spirit of reconciliation. So the same God that caused the marriage, you know, God created marriage, is the same God that's given you a tool to reconcile and to mend to make the marriage. Okay, great. That was number two. Number three. Couples, excuse me, both him and her, need to read the book by William F. Harley Jr. I've read the book. It's an excellent book. It's called His Needs, Her Needs. His Needs, Her Needs. I suggest if you're planning on getting married that you run out and get this book. Before you say I do, please read the book. Also, the book is by William F. Harley Jr. Get the book, read the book, let your spouse-to-be also read the book. Now, the next step that I want to mention in these 10 things that you want to do before you say I do, and don't be too prideful to do it, even if you've already bought the dress, even if you've already paid the caterers, you pay for the hotel. Again, the cost of all of that can never compare to the cost of divorce and separation. So you might say, I'm going through with this wedding. Lalisa, I don't care what you say about your top 10 things to do before you get married. Listen, there are more than 10. Believe me, you, that's all I can fit into this time period. There are hundreds of things you actually need to do. And so many people never did them. And most of the people who didn't do them, well, let's just say they're not married. Many of them still are married, and that's why this show is going to be very helpful for them. Number four, also, you need to run out and purchase the book, The Power of a Praying Wife. And then there's also a book called The Power of a Praying Husband by Stormy O'Martian. Stormy O'Martian. You need to get her book and you need to read it. Husbands, you need to read The Power of a Praying Husband, and wives need to read The Power of a Praying Wife. Please, ladies, read that book. I read it after my marriage, but thank God I read it. The book is very helpful. It teaches you how to pray for your husband and your wife. So you got to run and get that book. Number five, please read these two very, very, very important books in the Bible. Read the whole Bible, but particularly read the book of Ephesians and the book of Galatians. It talks, and also, of course, 1 Corinthians and other, like I said, you need to read all of them, but some people who are not accustomed to reading the Bible, one of the questions they always want to know, where do I start? We know it's obvious that they would start at the book of Genesis, but that is the book of Genesis is not that it's above the person, but it can be difficult to read, and we don't want to scare people away. We want them to enjoy reading the Bible. We want them to want to read it. So the book of Ephesians and Galatians teaches husband and wives how to treat one another. Also, read the book. Okay, now, so you got the Bible. That's number five. Number six, analyze. These are 10 things you need to do before you say I do. Number six, analyze to see if you're in love or if you're just getting married because of the idea of marriage. Are you really in love with the person? In other words, are you willing to give your heart, your soul, your body to this person? Or are you only getting married because you have friends that are married and it looks good on the outside and, you know, everybody says you should be married by the time you reach a certain age? Or you are tired of just fornicating with the person, so you think I should just do the right thing and get married. Or you're living with the person, and they suggest that we do it because of this. So make sure that you're truly in love with that individual. Now, in order to know if you're in love with them, you have to go and study this type of love that God has created for marriage. You know, eros is that erotic type of love, but it's also a love that is the type of love that is unconditional. It's the type of love that doesn't hold grudges, and it's the type of love that will allow you to go to bed at night without having anger and these kinds of things. So you really want to know if you're in love with a person or just in love with the idea of being in love or being married. So we're talking this morning about the top 10 things you need to do before you say I do. And if you've already said I did, or you already did it, you want to go back and adjust your marriage according to these 10 things. And again, there are others. Okay, number 7, check to see if you are ready to be faithful to one person. So many people get married and they never ask themselves this question. That's why I said, do these things before you say I do. Really, and be honest with yourself. If you know that you've never ever been faithful before in your entire life, okay, then you may have an issue with being faithful. So prior to getting married, go and have the issue dealt with. The same way if you had gout, you would go to the doctor and let the doctor deal with your gout or your high blood pressure. Go and let a trained expert, specialist, psychologist, psychiatrist, spiritual leader, coach, let someone deal with that situation, because it's going to be a problem. If you're not able to remain faithful to one person, and check this out, you must be willing to do it forever. You don't do it for 5 years. Oh, well, I know I can hang for about 2 years being faithful. You know, this is how some people behave. Oh, I can hang for about 6 months and then that's it. Girl, I'm back out there. Man, I got to find me somebody else. No, you're not marriage material. Okay, and you should never get married. But you should do this before you get married. Check to see if you're able to be faithful, if you're ready. Everyone can do it. Don't get it twisted. Everyone can do it, but everyone is not ready to do it. So make sure you're ready to do it, and make sure you're ready to do it forever. Number 8, this is what you must do. You must assess. It's like taking a test. You know, it's like going to the doctor. The doctor is going to assess your height, your weight. They're going to assess your blood pressure. You know, they put that thing around your arm. They're going to assess your temperature. They'll put a thermometer in your mouth or somewhere to get your temperature, your body's temperature. They're going to assess how often you eat. They're going to ask you, do you eat 3 meals a day? They're going to assess whether you smoke or drink. They're going to simply ask you a series of questions. Do you drink? Do you smoke? How often do you drink? How often do you smoke? How many packs a day? This is how the doctor assesses you. Well, you have to assess yourself. You have to ask yourself things like, am I emotionally ready for marriage? Do you know all the emotions that come up in a marriage? It's not just your family. It's also their family, their other connections. Are you physically ready? Okay, you know, in a marriage, your body is not your own any longer. It belongs to your spouse. Are you ready to say yes every time they want to make love to you, have sex, whatever you want to call it? You can use any fancy term you like. Doesn't matter. It means the same thing. Are you ready to give up some things that you want for the sake of the marriage? That can be very emotional for some people. Again, if they've never did that before, if they've always been selfish and only thought about themselves, that can be an emotional trauma. Are you mentally ready? You know, are you ready to keep your thoughts clear and sane? You know, some people get married, but they still have a bunch of thoughts about people that they dated before, people that they were in love with before, people that they even been married to in the past. A lot of people have ended relationships with people because the person couldn't stop talking about their first marriage. or their second marriage or third or what have you. So what's your mental state? Do you get over hurt quickly? What's your mental capacity to move on with your life when things don't go your way? Are you a whiner, a complainer? You have to assess your emotional, your physical, your mental state prior to the marriage, okay? Number 9, and please do this. Check to see if you're willing to leave your friends behind for your spouse. Now, you don't have to totally get rid of your friends, but what I'm saying is that you may have friends that do not work well with your marriage, friends that are busybodies, friends that are always giving their 2 cents where it's not needed, friends that are going to cause friction for your marriage. You may need a new set of friends, friends that are also friends of you and your spouse. For instance, if you're a male, you have a lot of female friends that they always wanted to marry you, but you didn't choose them for whatever reason. You cannot keep those friends for now that you're married. You have to get rid of them because they're going to cause problems down the line. You can't see it in the beginning, but they're going to come because it's like an open door for the enemy to come in to destroy your marriage. Same thing with women. You may have a lot of male friends. Fine if you were just strict platonic friends. Fine, you introduce them to your spouse, then they should love your spouse as much as you. But if this is a person who was secretly desiring to have you marry them, and they were always, you know, in their mind undressing you and these kinds of things, you do not want to bring that man into your marriage relationship because it can cause devastation. So you have to, and are you willing to leave that friend behind? You know, some people don't like leaving their friends. It's like, well, we grew up together and, you know, we were in college together. You see, but now your spouse becomes your first friend, okay? And so to check to see if you're willing to do this. Not saying you have to leave them all behind, but there are some that you may have to. And are you willing to do it? Even there are some family members who are worse than friends. Some family members who are busybodies, who are constantly nagging you or causing problems for your spouse. Are you willing to leave that family member behind? The Word of God says, leave your mother and father and cling to your wife. So you have to think about these things. And like I said, there are so many other things you need to do before you say I do. But this was the thing that I wanted to share with you. And last but not least, do you trust this person, your spouse? If you're a woman, do you trust your husband? If you're a man, do you trust your wife? Do you trust them with your heart? Do you think that this is someone who's always out to get you? Or do you trust that they have your heart's best interests at heart? And what about, do you trust them with your finances? Or do you have to hide money? Do you have to have secret bank accounts? All your finances to that person that you want to marry. And what about your soul? You know, your soul is that place where all your emotions lie. And do you trust this person with your feelings of grief and the different things that you experience? And do you trust them with your life, okay? Do you trust that they want something good for your life? Do they want to make your life better? Do they want to add to your life? You're already a whole person. We're already whole. They're not your better half because you're not half a person, but they're adding to your life to make it more robust, more exciting. Well, that's all we have time for today. I hope you enjoyed those 10 things. Please give me some feedback. You can connect with me on Facebook. You can call me. If you're enjoying the show and you absolutely love the show, you're getting something out of it, and you're not able to get to a computer to send it to me, text me. Just a short message. Love the show. I got blah, blah, blah out of blah, blah, blah. And we'll be doing great, and we'll look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for Super Wednesday Midweek Motivation with Mr. Versi L. Walker. Can't wait to see what he has to share with us tomorrow. Everybody, go out and have a great and fantastic day. This has been Coach LaLisa, and God bless all of you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.